It's 5:32 and it's 60 degrees out. Very nice, it's warm out. Good evening, I'm just signing from the WCRX Sports Center. The Bears have announced the first four preseason games. Stay tuned and find out who they will face. And the Astros have hit a new low. Find out how here. The first preseason game announced by the Bears will be home versus the Eagles, followed by home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then the next two will be away versus the Cleveland Browns and Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. The Bears did claim Redskins receiver Josh Bellamy off waivers, and they did sign tight end Matt Mulligan to a one-year deal. While Bears long snapper Patrick Manley still deciding whether to return to the Bears or retire. This would be his 17th year with the team. While Devin Hester tweeted the other day, "To all my Bears fans, I never wanted to leave the Bears. The organization decided to go another route with me. The things I did in Chicago probably would never happen, and I always wanted to retire as a Bear." Joakim Noah said he will not play for Team France in this summer's World Cup FIBA Championship to recover from injuries occurred this year. While Derrick Rose news, he will likely make his turn to United Center, but not for the Bulls, but for Team USA, as Team USA will be playing some exhibition games here in the summer. The Bulls are in Minnesota tonight, tip off at the 7 p.m., and if you didn't hear, Ronnie Brewer's back. Yep, you got it, Ronnie Brewer's back, and he was a key cog in the Bulls' defense and was part of that famous bench mob. Here's some encouraging news for you Chicago Blackhawks fan. Patrick Kane did practice today, but wore knee brace on his left knee, which he thinks will not affect his play. While the Blackhawks are home tonight, taking on the Canucks, puck drops at 7 p.m. Yesterday, the Cubs came out short to the Pirates 7-6. They look to rebound tonight against those Pirates at 7:05 as Jason Hamill opposes Wandy Rodriguez. Last night, the White Sox cranked out 6 home runs, 2 for Jose Abreu, 2 for Avisio Garcia, and 1 for Tyler Fowles and Alexi Ramirez. And right now, they're currently losing to the Rockies 10-4 after the bullpen imploded the lead. Again, the bullpen imploding the lead once again. Avisio Garcia has left the game with a right shoulder injury, which is even more bad news. The Astros, getting to them, they drew a 0.0 Nielsen rating in Houston for Monday night's game. It was the second time they have done it, as they did this last year in a game versus the Cleveland Indians. This time it was during a 9-1 blowout by the hand of the Angels. The Nielsen report, of course, doesn't mean that no one among the approximately 500,000 or so in Houston area where access to CBS in Houston was watching the game. Nielsen used a limited number of a TV set stop meters to measure viewing habits. A 579 were used at some point during the day, Monday. According to the report, none of them tuned into the Angels-Astros game, thus the rating was 0-0. But the really funny thing is, the pregame show actually drew a 0.2 Nielsen rating, so people actually watched the pregame show, but did not stick around for the horrible game. Taking a look at your WCRX weather, right now it's 57 O'Hare, 68 Midway, and 68 WCRX. From WCRX Sports Center, have a good night. I'm Jeff Stein.